previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Hackers have targeted another government department. This time it's the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, and it involves Microsoft's SharePoint. SharePoint is used by many companies and departments worldwide to store and collaborate on documents. There has been a wave of attacks over the past few weeks, mainly hitting customers in the US, but also Mauritius, Jordan and South Africa. The department says it's planning to implement countermeasures, including software patches from Microsoft. Earlier this month, National Treasury said it had identified malware on its servers. Interesting, then, that Microsoft has just become the second company in the world to be worth $4 trillion. Microsoft has just reported a 24% increase in quarterly net income to $27.2 billion, well ahead of analysts' estimates. The increase mainly due to record revenues from its cloud computing division. Microsoft's shares are up 22% so far this year. And staying with computers, Taiwan is considering imposing semiconductor chip export restrictions to this country. This because of government's decision to downgrade Taiwan's diplomatic mission and force it to move from Pretoria to Johannesburg. News 24 says Taiwan describes the decision as brutal and an affront to national dignity. A Taiwanese government spokesman has called on South Africa to swiftly negotiate with Taiwan to resolve the matter. Several key developments expected in the next 48 hours. First, the Reserve Bank will announce its latest decision on interest rates early this afternoon. The market's expecting a cut of 0.25%. In Washington, the U.S. Fed has just stood its ground and refused to buckle to pressure from Donald Trump to cut rates in the U.S. unchanged. Then we're expecting a decision from the U.S. on tariffs. They're currently set at 30%, but we're hoping for a deal to see them a lot lower. Don't hold your breath. Trump has just slapped 15% on South Korea and is threatening 25% against India. And those are nations that are supposed to be friends. On the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening up around the 0.1% mark. London's FTSE much the same. In New York, the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.1%, the Nasdaq up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.9%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney down 0.2%. US dollar has firmed on that interest rate decision, back to 1.14 against the euro. The rand has slipped a little further against the dollar, now 17.97, but we're a tad firmer against the euro at 20.52, sterling 23.82. Gold this morning at 3,296, platinum 13.33, Bitcoin just over 118,500, Brent crude oil just over $73 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.